Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says he wants to launch new cross-border offensives against terrorists in the country's south. Have a listen.
Turkey will add new military operations to the Euphrates Shield and Olive Branch operations to clean the borders from terrorist organizations. We shattered the terror corridor that was attempted to be formed on our southern border with these operations.
Now, speaking to thousands of supporters at a rally in Istanbul, Erdogan cited Turkey's operations and said that Ankara will continue them, quote, until not a single terrorist is left. The president didn't give any exact details or on when or where exactly the next operation could take place. He, however, vowed that operations will start following Turkey's snap elections in June. Turkey is now carrying out an offensive in northern Syria's Afrin region against Syrian Kurdish YPG militia, which Ankara considers to be a faction of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or the PKK. Other operation that Erdogan was referring to was held back in 2017, a little further east of Afrin. Now, Syria has rejected Turkey's presence on its soil in both instances. And now we're going to swing over to Mr. Jacob Music, host of Voice of Revolution Radio, joining us out of Orlando, Florida in the States. Hello, Jacob. Pleasure to have you back on the program. So tell us your thoughts on this tough guy talk we're hearing from Erdogan leading up to, elections coming soon.
Well, this is very normal speech for the leader of Turkey. He's very belligerent, somewhat xenophobic, and there are some convincing evidence that he is trying to convert Turkey into an autocracy centered around himself. And we saw that with his response to the coup attempt, and also just recently in the government's arrest of several journalists. Turkey does not want the world to know what it is doing. So it's interesting that he would admit some of its objectives and its missions in this region and in this speech. Turkey recently has set up several observation points, they're calling them, on the edges of the border between government and rebel-held territory in Syria, which is quite far to the south, much farther than Kurds are actually present in the region. Turkey at times has been known to play a rogue role in Syria. It was exposed in 2013 of actually being behind some of the chemical attacks that it immediately blamed on the Syrian government. Turkey can be believed to be actually trying to go against the Kurds, which they have denied statehood to, and they have been going against for several years, trying to basically crush their nationalist independence movement and any aspirations for them. But
Jacob,
also, they've had a tepid relationship with Damascus.
I don't mean to cut you off, I'm sorry, but how does this appeal to his voter base? Sure. These are blatant violations of international law, his incursion into Syria, his incursion into Iraqi soil.
Yes.
He's done it in both countries. They're illegal. So why are his voters,
yes,
okay? Why is his support base okay with,
yes,
this?
Well, they're okay with this because they have this notion of Great Turkey. Turkey wants to become a regional power. It wants to have imperial ambitions, at least in the Middle East. And frankly, Syrian territorial integrity has been degraded, not only by the presence of NATO and Arab forces, specifically the United States, but also by Israel. And this goes back to the 1970s. It seems anybody can enter or invade Syria and get away with it. I mean, yes, it's illegal by international law, but this will play well with Turkish nationalists and will likely have little to no consequences for Turkey itself.
Always a pleasure. Thank you for joining us out of Orlando, Florida. Mr. Jacob Music, host at Voice of the Revolution Radio.